Every year, 3 million American women get pregnant unintentionally. About half have an abortion. Doctors say many unplanned pregnancies could be prevented by emergency contraception, often called the morning after pill. But very few women use it. NPR's Richard Knox reports on efforts to change that.
Alaska is one of the frontiers of emergency contraception. Soon, women there will be able to get morning after pills directly from pharmacists. No visit to the doctor first. Dr. Colleen Murphy is a gynecologist in Anchorage.
We're right on the precipice of success. We've got some tremendous, tremendous potential for decreasing the rate of unintended pregnancy.
Murphy says Alaska modeled its program on those in Washington State and California. Doctors there can delegate authority to pharmacists to prescribe morning after pills. Across the country, the need for these pills arises every day.
If a condom breaks or a diaphragm gets dislodged or you miss too many birth control pills, you can still use emergency contraception. And likewise, for those women who, quote, get carried away and don't use any form of contraception, you know, emergency contraception certainly can be useful.
Emergency contraception is nothing more than large doses of the hormones found in regular birth control pills. It's not the same as RU486, the abortion pill. The morning after pill works before pregnancy begins. A woman must take the first pill within 72 hours of unprotected sex, a second 12 hours later. Experts say emergency contraception could make a huge difference. One of them is James Trussell, a population scientist at Princeton University.
It's our best guess that if emergency contraception were widely available, then the incidence of unintended pregnancy could probably be halved, and the consequent need for abortion could probably be reduced by about half as well. The real problem with emergency contraception now is that women don't know about it.
Surveys show 4 in 5 American women aren't aware of it. That's partly because the two companies that make the pills don't have big marketing budgets, and most healthcare providers don't bring it up with their patients. One exception is the Codman Square Health Center in Boston. 3 years ago, staff members began telling patients about what they call backup contraception. Nurse Cynthia Johnson-Smith says the health center now has a steady stream of women anxious to get it.
We may get anywhere from 8 to 12 calls a week from women who are requesting this method. For the most part, they are panicky.
In most places, women aren't asking for the pill. Last week, two congresswomen introduced a bill to educate Americans about emergency contraception. But lack of knowledge is not the only obstacle. Dr. Paul Blumenthal is an expert on contraception at Johns Hopkins Medical School.
There is often a delay between the time the patient perceives her need and the time she can actually get the medication. One way to reduce this delay is through the so-called medicine cabinet approach.
Allowing women to keep morning after pills in their medicine cabinet just in case. Doctors would simply write a prescription in advance. 40,000 doctors got letters last week urging them to do just that. The letters came from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Its president also urged members to ask drugstores to stock morning after pills. Many pharmacies don't now. Women wouldn't have to seek prescriptions in advance if pharmacists everywhere could dispense the pills on request, the way they do in Alaska. But Blumenthal favors even freer access without any prescription.
There is a petition in front of the FDA now which argues that it should be available over the counter. The science is there. It's safer than aspirin. And why shouldn't it be available over the counter?
Its safety is being questioned by some anti-abortion groups. But mainly they object because the morning after pill sometimes works after conception, which is when they believe life begins. In that case, the pills prevent the fertilized egg from attaching to the wall of the uterus. But others who oppose abortion have so far decided not to take a position on emergency contraception. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.